USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The world is marking the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. President Biden and former Presidents Obama and Clinton attended the ceremony at the National 9/11 Monument in New York City. Mike Lowe's daughter was on the first flight that hit the World Trade Center.
These 20 years have felt like both a long time and a short time. And as we recite the names of those we lost, my memory goes back to that terrible day when it felt like an evil specter had descended on our world.
Foreign leaders sent messages honoring the fallen in the attacks. Citizens from more than 90 countries were also lost on that day. There was also an event at the Pentagon. A bell was rung as each name of the 184 people who died was read aloud. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at EnergizedHealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
For the first time in the Texas mask wars, Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing six school districts that have defied Governor Greg Abbott's ban on local masking orders. He said the schools were doing unlawful political maneuvering. The governor's executive order bars local officials from compelling people to wear masks. Until this week, Abbott and Paxton have been on defense as several school districts, cities, and counties in this state's major metropolitan areas have sued over the order or just outright ignored it. Some 85 school districts and six counties have instituted mask mandates of some kind in defiance of Abbott's ban, citing the need to protect school children too young to get the vaccine amid the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant of COVID-19. Abbott had called on Texas lawmakers to send him a bill that would definitively stop school officials from requiring students, teachers, and other school employees to wear facial coverings. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It seems the immigration crisis at the border with Mexico is having profound effects on the people there. Award-winning journalist Cheryl Atkinson, known for her TV show Full Measure, has been investigating the situation at the southern border. Recently, she spoke with Martin Quayer, a border sheriff in Webb County, Texas.
I feel that the Biden administration needs to be more firm on some type of immigration reform. Because you got to remember, these people that are fleeing from other countries, it's either they're going to try to survive by coming into the States because they have no means, they have no food, they have no medicine, then the pandemic, you know, everything is dumped on them. And that's probably why they send, and I'm not talking for them, but that's probably why they send their kids and say, hey, you know, good luck, you know, here, there's no future, there's nothing here, you might die of COVID, you know, so go to the United States where they can at least, you know, help you, you know, survive. But it affects us all because they're coming in with COVID. It affects us all, my officers, you know, I have five officers right now that are out, you know, COVID. It affects us having manpower going to these calls where there's stash houses where we need to be answering 911 calls, and we do that. But we do that, you know, sometimes if I get a call and we don't have the personnel to go up there, we call Border Patrol and say, hey, at this house we have a call, there's a suspicious activity, possibly illegals.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.